here's the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's May the 24th, 2009. It's the birthday of William Trevor, the novelist and short story writer born in Mitchelstown, Ireland, 1928. He was a teacher, then went to work for an ad agency in London, hated that, wrote some short stories, and finally wrote a satire of the school system called A Standard of Behavior. It came out in 1958. It was successful, so he continued to write. Books such as The Boarding House, The Story of Lucy Gault, The Day We Got Drunk on Cake. It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Chabon, born in Washington, D.C., 1963, grew up in Columbia, Maryland. He was in his mid-20s, a graduate student in creative writing, University of California, Irvine. And for his master's thesis, he wrote a novel, which became his first novel, The Mysteries of Pittsburgh, got rave reviews. He spent 5 years working on another novel, which just was not coming together. And one night, an entirely new story came into his head. He wrote 15 pages of it in one sitting. 2 months later, he gave his wife more than 100 pages of it to read. She started laughing out loud, and so he knew that it was good. Finished it up in 7 months. It was The Wonder Boys. He went on to write The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 2000. His most recent novel is The Yiddish Policeman's Union, in which he tells the story of Meyer Landsman, a Jewish homicide detective, living in an alternate history in which the Jews persecuted during World War II settle not in Israel but in Sitka, Alaska. It's the birthday of the poet Joseph Brodsky, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1940. Started writing poetry as a teenager, became very popular when he was in his early 20s, which worried the authorities. His readings were attracting large crowds. He was interrogated, put in a mental institution, and then arrested on the charge of social parasitism. Sentenced to 5 years in a labor camp, so much protest around the world, his sentence was commuted. He was finally expelled from the Soviet Union in 1972. Went to Austria, then to Queens College in New York, then to Mount Holyoke. Was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1987 and died 9 years later, at the age of 55. And it's the birthday of Bob Dylan, born Robert Zimmerman in Duluth, 1941. Heard Little Richard on the radio and decided he wanted to play rock and roll, so his dad bought him an electric guitar, and he formed a rock band at Hibbing High School called the Golden Chords. Went to Minneapolis, heard a record by the folk singer Odetta, and then Woody Guthrie, and that headed him off towards folk music. Here's a poem for today by Dan Albergati, entitled Among the Things He Does Not Deserve. Greek olives in oil, fine beer, the respect of colleagues, the rapt attention of an audience, pressed white shirts, just one last-second victory, sympathy, buttons made to resemble pearls, a pale daughter, living wages, a father with Italian blood, pity, the miraculous reversal of time, a benevolent God, good health, another dog, nothing cruel and unusual, spring, forgiveness, the benefit of the doubt, the next line, cold fingers against his chest, rich bass notes from walnut speakers, inebriation, more ink, a hanging curve, great art, steady rain on Sunday, the purr of a young cat, the crab cakes at their favorite little place, the dull pain in his head, the soft gift of her parted lips. Among the Things He Does Not Deserve, a poem by Dan Albergati, from The Boatloads, published by Boa Editions, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.